Several years ago, a Seattle man hiked to a lake in the North Cascades that had an unusual name, Coon Lake. Well, Jonathan Rosenblum thought that sounded racist, so he convinced officials here in Washington State to change the name to Howard Lake. They also changed the name of a nearby creek that had been Coon Creek to Howard Creek. But that's not the end of the story. At the federal level, the National Park Service has refused to make the same name changes. So Jonathan Rosenblum's battle continues. He told KUOW's David Hyde about it, starting with the first time he encountered this remote lake.
About 10 years ago, my wife introduced me to the Stehekin Valley. Her grandparents had moved there in the late 40s, and her mom was born and raised there. And I got to know the valley when I met my wife, and we would take hikes around. And one of the places we went to was this place called Coon Lake. And I began asking around why it was named that, especially when I found out that there were no raccoons in the area. My wife's mother was the first to say, well, actually, it was a racial slur because there was a black miner who staked claims there in the early 1890s. And so my wife and I began asking around some of the longer-term residents in the valley, and we, in fact, got that confirmed that there had been a black miner who had named the lake Howard Lake after himself, Wilson Howard, and that subsequent to his time in the valley, the residents, the white residents of the valley, had renamed the lake Coon Lake.
So who was this miner?
We don't know much about Wilson Howard. There's not much in the record, but after I found out about this, I went through state mining records and found out that indeed Mr. Howard staked claims in and around the area of the lake in 1891 and 92. And all we know is that he and, you know, along with other intrepid explorers, went into the valley around that time and staked claims looking for gold and silver. What we know from Park Service records is that he was one of only two miners of African descent in the whole North Cascades region. So it was, you know, imagine being an African-American man going into the wilderness and having to fend for yourself, but also deal with racism out in the woods. Must have taken tremendous courage, determination, and ingenuity to have survived and to even try to strike it rich out in the Stehekin.
So at what point did you get the idea, you know what, they should change the name of this lake?
Well, as soon as I heard about the origins of the lake name, it seemed to be a tremendous injustice that I think a lot of us from our various pasts are painfully aware of forms of discrimination. And as a Jewish American, I'm certainly sensitive to that. And I thought that this was a wrong that needed to be corrected. And I dug through the mining records and then inquired at the state level as to how one changed a name of a place and was put in touch with the Washington Board on Geographic Names. And we had a formal hearing in Olympia, and the board unanimously voted to change the name from Coon Lake to Howard Lake, and then in a subsequent hearing and action, changed the name of the associated creek. There's a Coon Creek, and now it's Howard Creek under state law.
So this is back in 2007, 2008?
That's right.
What kind of pushback did you get at that time in your effort to try to get the name changed?
Well, one of the first things I did when we found out, once we dug into the historical and mining records, was I went up to Cedro Woolley and met with the superintendent of the National Park Service at the time, Chip Jenkins. And I was hoping that the park would actually embrace this idea of a name change and look at it as an opportunity to create a park that was more welcoming for people of color, by saying we're going to embrace the history here, we're going to embrace the fact that an African-American miner did an extraordinary thing 120 years ago. And unfortunately, I got no commitment from the superintendent. I did subsequently get a letter from the Park Service saying they were going to oppose the change of the name. I have to say, I was disappointed.
What has the National Park Service said to you and to the state of Washington about their decision not to change the name?
Well, there are a couple arguments that we've heard from the Park Service. One, they've said there's a standard for name changes that says you only change a name when to name something after somebody who did something of historical significance, and Mr. Howard's contribution was not historically significant. Now, I would argue in response that an African-American miner going into the wilderness in the North Cascades in the 1890s is a pretty significant thing, given the history and given our nation at the time. And secondly, the Park Service has said that there was no record indicating that the name Coon was meant to be pejorative. We're arguing simply that the historical facts, which are undisputed by the Park Service, are that Wilson Howard staked claims around the lake in the 1890s, that the lake was named Howard Lake, and that subsequent to his departure, the white residents renamed it Coon Lake, and there are no raccoons there. And so even if you say, well, that's circumstantial evidence, and you're trying to be politically correct, I would say, actually, we're not trying to be politically correct. We're trying to be historically accurate and return the name of the lake to its original name.
I'm still kind of not understanding this. If the state of Washington has decided that they agree with you, that it makes sense, they've changed the name to Howard Lake, why hasn't the National Park Service gone along with that?
Well, it's very curious, isn't it? My understanding is that normally when a state makes a decision on a name change, the United States government, as a matter of, pro forma matter, rubber stamps the name. There's very rarely a dispute. But in this case, for whatever reason, the Park Service and the government, and technically the Obama administration, are in a dispute with the state. To the federal government, it is still called Coon Lake. And if you go up there, it's a beautiful lake up in the North Cascades, surrounded by mountains. You see the signs the National Park Service has, Coon Lake. Hundreds of people go there every year, and they don't realize that in passing the sign and thinking about the name of the lake, they are actually repeating a racial epithet.
Jonathan Rosenblum, he spoke with KUOW's David Hyde about his efforts to change the name of a lake in the North Cascades.